You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Joshua Peacock, who is a freelance writer and a columnist for Do Savannah. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you? Also with us is Jessica Lee Libos, who is the community editor of Connect Savannah. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Emily. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Jessica.
And of course, it's Memorial Day weekend, and there's plenty to do. There is a lot of music going on Friday night.
Yeah, a couple great shows happening at El Rocco. Street Clothes will be having a little album release party for their second album. This is a pretty fun band. They've gone through a pretty interesting evolution over the last few years, and now they've got some kind of a new sound, so it should be a lot of fun. And then just down the street at the Jinx, Cusses, Savannah's Hard Rock Trio will be playing with Baby Baby out of Atlanta and Savannah's own Machine Dreams, so that should be a lot of fun.
And there's music on Tybee as well.
There is. The Rockabilly Beach Bash dance party is going on at the Tybee Post Theater with the Wave Slaves, who are compiled of a lot of different musicians from other bands, but also the great standout of Nicole Edge on drums, because she's sort of like punk rock mermaid. Yeah, super fun, sure, to watch. Yeah. So check that out on Tybee. And then they're followed by Crazy Man Crazy. They do the best of rockabilly hits from Elvis and Carl Perkins and all the good stuff. So check that out on Tybee. It's $15 and it's a whole night of music.
And there's also quite a bit of theater this weekend.
Yeah, so Collective Face Ensemble's run of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof will close out this weekend. They got shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is a great, great play, but I've heard on the street
that your sources tell you.
Yeah, Maggie Lee Hart's portrayal of Maggie, the character, is pretty good. It's pretty stellar, so make sure to check that out in the last weekend.
Absolutely. Maggie's pretty amazing on stage, super electric. Well, it's pretty, that's a, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof is a lot of drama. It's pretty heavy. So
pretty,
if you're
heavy,
wanting to go towards some lighter fare for the weekend, you should check out Greater Tuna. Savannah Rep is putting it on at their Playhouse, which is part of Dollhouse Studios out on the extreme west side. Not extreme. It's not, you know, it's easy to get there, but it might be off your beaten path, but it's definitely worth checking out. Two-actor show, play over 20 characters. Hilarious profiles of small town Texas. It's a huge hit. It's run all over the country. It ran on Broadway for years, and here it is in Savannah. And so it's definitely a new venue for Savannah to have theater in, so people should check that out. That's a Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
That is a fun play. Yeah, for sure.
There's also some great dance this weekend.
Well, dancing during the day is something that Savannah needs to get used to and needs more of. Mahogany Bowers, who you hear on the radio sometimes, who's another media star of town, but she also teaches West African dance, and she's holding a workshop at Dancing Dogs Yoga from 1:30 to 3:30. And she does all the traditional dancing, cuckoo, dun-dun, all the different dances, and has a bunch of live drummers who are going to be there. So it's going to be super fun. I will be there.
Can you
really
just go
excited
watch
about it.
That?
I'm not sure. No, that would be lurky. Yeah. You have to come and
participate.
But you can stand next to me. So I'll help you. I'll help you, like, doon.
It's kind of fun just to watch.
It is super fun to watch. Yeah. I really, I miss having that in my life. I grew up with a lot of dancing and drumming in California, and I'm happy every time it comes around in Savannah. I'm always there.
Nice.
Well, Jessica Lee Libos, the community editor of Connect Savannah, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure.
And Joshua Peacock, a freelance writer and columnist for Do Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.